What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Swishing and Dishing with Caleb. So happy to be with you guys today. This is episode number 5. If you missed 1 through 4, go back and check it out and come back to this one. Without further ado, let's hop into the first topic. The trade deadline is in 3 days, as we probably all know. And another deal, not as big as the KP deal, or not even close to as big, but the Cavs and Blazers agreed to a deal. The Cavs would send guard Rodney Hood to Portland for Nick Stauskas, Wade Baldwin, and 2 future second-round picks. I don't want to spend so much time on this. I believe that the Blazers, this trade impacts them more because they are in playoff contention, and as we all know, the Cavs are in the tankathon. I think Rodney Hood is a better version of Evan Turner. They're basically kind of the same player, except Rodney Hood could actually shoot the ball. I mean, they're both forward guards, and they could both handle the ball, except the one, as I said just now already, could shoot the ball, and that's Rodney Hood. This year he's been averaging 12-2-2, but before he got to the Cavs last year, he was doing great on Utah, and I think he could be that type of guy on Portland if they use him in the right way. For the Cavs, I mean, Nick Stauskas, first game of the Portland Trailblazer season, drops 5 threes, scores like 20 or something like that. But then he just started being his usual self. 6 points a game, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. The Cavs aren't getting much in him, but I think the 2 future second-rounders cushion the deal a little bit. So that's all we have for that trade, and let's get right into the second topic. When I saw this article today, when I was looking at things to talk about today for the podcast, I saw this and I was happy and joyful and just ecstatic, really, because the Heat are retiring Chris Bosh's jersey number 1 on March 26th. If you don't know, Chris Bosh was a yearly All-Star. He was drafted in 2003, the same year as Bronny, Wade, Melo, to the Raptors. And on the same year LeBron made the decision, Chris Bosh joined the Heat with him. And that's where he started becoming in the Hall of Fame conversation, where he was contributing as an All-Star, even though he was was the third best player on that team, was contributing in a major way. And on that Ray Allen shot, he got the rebound, passed it out. And, I mean, yes, his best years were in Toronto, but his most impactful years contributing to winning was definitely in Miami. So, shout out to Pat Riley and the whole Heat organization for choosing. I mean, we all knew it was coming, but thank you from me personally, if the odds of you watching this are probably 0. But thank you, Pat Riley and the Heat organization, for, you know, just thanking Chris Bosh for his contributions to the Heat franchise. And, you know, I'm going to talk about Pat Riley for a sec. He's a great GM because he retired Michael Jordan's number, and he never even played for the Heat. So this, when you think about Pat Riley as a GM for the Heat, he has a lot of respect for the game. And I take that back. Not just a GM, as a coach for the Lakers in the 80s. He has respect for the game. So just thank you to Pat Riley and the Heat organization for recognizing Chris Bosh and his importance to that franchise. And by the way, I'm just going to say, it'd be great if the big three reunited on that night. Like, obviously, D-Wade's going to be there, but maybe if Bron could, you know, show up and celebrate one of his good friends' special days. And I forgot to mention also that, I mean, it's pretty sad how his career ended. He had blood clots, and if you play through that, it's a risk of death. So it was a sudden blow, and he had to retire. But, you know, congrats to Chris Bosh, and thanks again to the Heat organization and Pat Riley. If you're a Mavericks fan watching this podcast, which I think it's very unlikely because, as I mentioned before, I'm in New York, and I know most of everyone who's already watching this podcast lives in New York. But if anyone wants to keep up on the Kristaps Mavericks situation, this is a quote from Mark Cuban, owner of the Mavericks. "Unless it's something that we don't expect pops up, hopefully he'll be a Maverick for 20 years." Implying that Luka and Kristaps will be a duo for years to come in the Western Conference down in Dallas. I hope good thing for Kristaps is he'll be eating a lot of bacon if he's there for the next 20 years down to Dallas, Texas. And our last topic of the day is the Lakers throw another big, more, I thought they offered a lot first, but now they offered even more. And the more they offer, even though, yes, I know, it's Anthony Davis, I'm thinking to myself, is it really worth it? I mean, it probably will be worth it, but let's dive into it. The Lakers, so the Pelicans do add a player to this trade. The Pelicans would give, obviously, Anthony Davis and Solomon Hill for, listen to this, Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma, Brandon Ingram, Rajon Rondo, Michael Beasley, Lance the Guitarist Stevenson. If you didn't get that joke, just watch Lakers games and you'll understand what I mean. And two first-round picks. That's a hell of a lot. I know it's Anthony Davis. But, I mean, hopefully if they end up making this offer, that has been the latest offer, I'm pretty sure, it better turn out good for the Lakers, because if it doesn't, you just gave away your entire future. So, I'm wishing the best, and I can't wait until Thursday. I mean, Anthony Davis might not get traded. Or if he gets traded, it might not be to the Lakers. But I'm just praying that something happens and more good trades happen so I could talk about it with you guys. Thanks for watching this episode. This was episode 5. Just letting y'all know that I posted on Sunday because I will not be able to post tomorrow. So I'll see you when I see you on Wednesday, boss.